This is my controversial, unpopular opinions about how I'm planning to raise my own baby. You can call me crazy if you want, but I literally don't care. So I know the last one people are gonna freak out about. Let's just get into it. Number one is a tip I saw on TikTok and it literally altered my brain chemistry. And I feel like it could help a lot of people. So I will not be calling anyone right away, not even my own family. As soon as you call people, they want to FaceTime. They want to see the little guy. They want to hear everything. And you're like, I'm literally exhausted. I just had a baby. Like, I need this time for me. I feel like that's a mistake that people make. They just immediately dial like their family home. No, I'm going to have some personal time. I'm going to absorb my little baby. I will literally call you later. Number two, beauty boot camp starts literally right away. I'm talking acids. I'm talking retinol. Every single thing that I have not been allowed to do for the last 9 months, I will be doing immediately. And then in like 4 weeks or so when I can do cold plunges, steam rooms, saunas, hot tubs, all those things, I'm so excited. We have the 5-5-5 rule. I've already mentioned this. If you want me to go into more detail, I can, but basically you just like stay in bed or around bed for 5 days, 5 days, 5 days. So 15 days in total, super important for recovery, but it does mean that your husband is going to have to pick up a lot of slack because when the baby cries, you don't get up to go pick up the baby or go figure out what's going on. No, the baby gets brought to you so that you can fully recover. Which brings me to absolutely no diaper changing for the first 3 weeks. I don't care if it's night or day. I will not be changing a single diaper. My entire body, hormonal system, everything that I'm going to be going through is in recovery mode. There is no way I'm going to be adding anything to my plate. I need to feed the baby. I need to feed myself and I need to sleep. Self-explanatory, no lamp toys. I don't even care. It's going to stress me out. It's going to stress my baby out. Also, no baby music, no baby media. Like we don't need that. Absolutely no American formulas. Even the best American formulas are trash compared to like a standard German one. So we're having my husband's family literally ship over a bunch of containers. It's going to make such a big difference for us and for my peace of mind. Yes, I will be trying to breastfeed, but if I can't or if I need supplements, I'm definitely not going to get anything from here. Last but not least, say what you want. I will be taking my baby traveling. Yes, I will. I do not understand people who are like, oh yeah, like this is my first trip with my baby and the baby's like 4. No, at 5 months, we are planning to go to the south of France for a few weeks, shopping. We are hanging out. We're going to Austria. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Austria. Then the next winter, we're going to Switzerland for skiing. I'm going to be in New York. Like this baby is going to come with me everywhere I go. And you can better believe we're going to be traveling.